the cauldron of poetry. My true cauldron of incubation, it has been taken by the gods from the mysteries of the elemental abyss, a fitting decision that ennobles one from one's center that pours forth the terrifying stream of speech from the mouth. I am emerging, white knee, pale of substance, gray of hair, accomplishing my incubation in proper poetic forms, in diverse color. The gods do not apportion the same to everyone. Tips, inverted, right side up. No knowledge, half knowledge, full knowledge. For Eber and Don, those are the brothers of immersion, the making of fearful poetry, vast mighty drafts of death spells, in active voice, in passive silence, in the neutral balance between, in the proper construction of rhyme. In this way it narrates the path and function of my cauldron. I sing of the cauldron of wisdom, which bestows the merits of every art, through which treasure increases, which magnifies every common artisan, which builds up a person through their gift. Where is the root of poetry in a person? Is it in the body or in the soul? They say it is in the soul, for the body does nothing without the soul. Others say that it is in the body where the arts are learned, passed through the bodies of our ancestors. It is said that this is the seat of what remains over the root of poetry. And the good knowledge in every person's ancestry comes not into everyone, but comes into every other person. What then is the root of poetry and every other wisdom? Not hard. Three cauldrons are born in every person, i.e. the cauldron of incubation, the cauldron of motion, and the cauldron of wisdom. The cauldron of incubation is born upright in a person from the beginning. It distributes wisdom to people in their youth. The cauldron of motion, however, after turning increases, they say, that is to say, it is born tipped on its side in a person. The cauldron of wisdom is born on its lips upside down, and it distributes wisdom in every art besides and in addition to poetry. The cauldron of motion, then, in every other person is on its lips, i.e. in ignorant people. It is side-slanting in people of bard crafts and strokes or mid-level poetry. It is on its back in the great streams, the highest poetic grades of great wisdom and poetry. On account of this, not every mid-level person has it on its back, because the cauldron of motion must be turned by sorrow or by joy. How many divisions of sorrow that turn the cauldrons of the sages in a hard four? Longing, grief, the sorrows of jealousy, and the discipline of pilgrimage to holy places. It is internally that these are born, although the cause is from the outside. There are then two divisions of joy that turn the cauldron of wisdom, divine joy and human joy. In human joy there are four divisions among the wise. Sexual intimacy. The joy of health and troubles by the abundance of goading when a person takes up the prosperity of bardcraft. The joy of the binding principle of wisdom after good poetic construction. The joy of fitting poetic frenzy from the grinding away of the fair nuts of the nine hazels on the well of Sagas in the she realm. They cast themselves in great quantities like a ram sleeps upon the ridges of the boring, moving against the streams, switches, and racehorses, driven in the middle month for the magnificent day every 7 years. The gods touch a person through divine and human joys, so that they are able to speak prophetic poems and dispense wisdom and perform miracles, as well as offering wise judgment and giving precedence and wisdom and answer to everyone's wishes. But the source of these joys, the gods, is outside the person, although the actual cause of the joy is internal. I sing of the cauldron of motion, understanding grace, accumulating knowledge, streaming poetic inspiration as milk from the breast. It is the tide water of knowledge, union of sages, the stream of sovereignty, the glory of the lowly, mastery of words, swift understanding, written in sapphire, craftsmen of histories, cherishing peoples, looking after binding principles, distinguishing the intricacies of language, moving towards music, propagation of good wisdom, enriching nobility, ennobling non-nobles, exalting names, relating praises through the working of law, comparing of ranks, pure weighing of nobility with fair words of the wise, with streams of sages, the noble brew in which is boiled, the true root of all knowledge, which bestows after duty, which is climbed after diligence, which poetic ecstasy sets in motion, which joy turns, which is revealed through sorrow, it is lasting power, undiminishing protection, a sin of the cause and its motion. What is this motion? Not hard, an artistic turning, or artistic after-turning, or artistic journey, i.e. it bestows good wisdom and nobility, and honor after-turning. The cause of motion bestows, extends, is extended, nourishes, is nourished, magnifies, invokes, sings, is sung, preserves, is preserved, arranges, is arranged, supports, is supported. Good is the well of measuring, good is the dwelling of speech, good is the confluence of power, which builds up strength. It is greater than every domain, it is better than every inheritance. It brings one to knowledge, adventuring away from ignorance.